Next, though, we reported in recent days how one of the counties, indeed arguably the country's most prestigious hotels, has been sold as a going concern to a Clonmany business person. Michael and Geraldine Rosny are retiring after more than three decades of ownership of the Killeen House Hotel in Ahado and Rosser's Restaurant. It's now been added to the portfolio of hotels owned by Clonmany business person Patrick Eviston. Now, I'm delighted to say that Geraldine joins us on the line this morning. Geraldine, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Kerry. And first of all, the very best to you and Michael. And I hope you enjoy and savour the next chapter ahead.
Good morning, Tressa. Thank you very, very much for those kind words. Thank you.
Tell me, how did you get started in tourism and hospitality yourself? Was it always something in your blood?
I think so, yes. It was always in my blood. I'm actually from Galway, South Galway, just outside a small town called Gort. And Michael is a Dublin man, but his roots are in Kerry with his mom and dad, both being from Valencia or from Waterville and Carrigavine. I grew up in tourism. My mother was a great, great lady, and she would have been one of the first women in South Galway. She started doing farmhouse accommodation because we had a house on the shores of Loch Cutra. So as children growing up, there were six in the family, all our summers were spent looking after guests. At that time, when you did farmhouse accommodation, you had to have breakfast, dinner, morning scones and teas and lunch, all sorts of things going on. So that's how we were reared in those days. So it was always in my blood. And even though none of the family of six of us went into tourism, I was the only one. My mother had tried to turn me into a nurse like she did my other sisters, mm-hmm. but I refused point blank. And I went off to college to do hotel management. So that's how I got into the hospitality business. And I'm so happy I did.
And how did you end up in Kerry?
I ended up in Kerry. I and Michael both worked with Great Southern Hotels in our early days. I met Michael. I was working in the Great Southern Hotel in Galway, and he was working there as well. And that's where it started. We met there. We were working together for a number of years, and one thing led to another. And before you knew it, I had an engagement ring on my finger, and followed not too shortly afterwards by marriage. He worked with Great Southern Hotels. We left then after we getting married, and we went up to a place called Lifford in Donegal, right on the border. We were running a hotel there for about 2 years. Then we rejoined Great Southern Hotels and back into Killarney Great Southern Hotel. Michael was GM there. And from there, we left again. We were traveling hotel managers. Mm-hmm. Michael opened up the Castletrie Park Hotel in Limerick. That was a major deal at the time. And then after a year of that, we still had our house in Killarney. We had three children under 3.5 years of age. I had spotted what is now the Killeen House Hotel when I would be driving around Ahado. I thought it was a lovely, lovely building and its history, etc. And from there, we ended up buying the Killeen House Hotel, and that was about 32 years ago. So that was it. That was the start of it. Michael had actually wanted to open it on April the 1st, but it was the start of me putting my foot down on certain things. I said, absolutely not. We'll open it on April the 2nd.
And Geraldine, just coming back to the Castletrie Park Hotel that Michael, that you were involved with before taking over and acquiring the Killeen House. I understand that would have been the hotel venture of the very famous billionaire and philanthropist, yeah. Chuck Feeney. Would you have had much dealings with him?
I would have met him on a few occasions. But Trust, it was actually one of the first hotels in Ireland, bear in mind this, that had smoking and non-smoking rooms. When you consider now, like every hotel and restaurants were all non-smoking, but he was a pioneer in that. He did not want anybody to be smoking in the guest bedrooms. And I remember a friend of mine ringing up and making a reservation, because she called me afterwards and said, I thought it was booking a flight in an airplane. I was asked, did I want smoking or non-smoking, because there was smoking and non-smoking sections in airplanes at that time as well. So yeah.
My God, so in those days it would have been, the norm would have been that you could smoke away, puff away in your hotel room.
Yeah, he started that, you know, way before the non-smoking ban came into Ireland and into buildings, etc. So yeah, there was only I think on every floor there was only two or three rooms that you could smoke in. So yeah, interesting. Yeah.
So after Geraldine, after more than three decades, yourself and Michael at the Killeen House Hotel and running Rozzers Restaurant as well, accumulating so many awards, gaining so much prestige. Three decades on, after opening the hotel on April 2nd and overruling Michael's wish to open the day before, what are your thoughts on being on tourism and hospitality and being so involved in a career, in this career, in this sector for so many, many decades?
Well, all I can say that it was an absolutely wonderful lifestyle. We had a great, great time. We worked hard, of course, but we made so many friends over the years through our guests and through our suppliers and our staff. It was a great lifestyle. At times my children might say no, it wasn't, because I was missing all summer long, but when they were on holidays, etc. But it was a case of juggling as a parent, like every parent always juggles, you know, trying to keep holding down a job, managing children, managing a home. But overall, I thoroughly enjoyed every single minute of it. I had a great time, and I'm so happy that I had that for over 30 years. Great lifestyle.
And you had a very interesting observation about the impact of COVID on tourism and Irish visitors and people, Irish people who holiday here in Ireland. Tell us about the child that made the comments in the restaurant.
I'll never forget that evening. Remember, the first year we couldn't travel outside our counties for a while, and then it was all outdoor dining, indoor dining. And then the following year, with vaccines and everything coming into play, people still weren't going abroad as much. And the Irish, I found, our mainstay, all our guests were Irish at that time, like in comparison to other years where you'd have a mix of North American, European, etc. But it was all Irish people and lots of families, etc. And the weather was like we were having a summer, much like we're having at the moment. So it was a great, great time to be travelling around Ireland. But I was in the restaurant one evening taking orders and doing what I normally did every night, and there was a family and, you know, parents and kids sitting down chatting away. And the next thing, I heard this child, she was about 9 or 10 years of age, and she turned around and said, "Mammy, I never knew there were such great beaches in Ireland." And it just stopped me in my tracks completely. I went, "Oh my God, isn't that sad?" This child would never have been around Ireland, would never have holidayed along the western seaboard. And I presume that she, you know, her trips were always abroad to Spain and Portugal, where there was beaches. But the poor kid had been on Ross Bay that day, and so they were had a wonderful afternoon on Ross Bay Beach, and the waves were great, etc. But I thought, oh my God, isn't that terrible? You know, that people that don't discover their own country first before they go abroad, and all, because we have so much to offer in Ireland. Tourism is just fantastic in Ireland.
So this little girl, was she from Dublin or somewhere? She didn't have a go.
I'd say she was from the East Coast. Mm.
She didn't have a go of the great beaches that in her own country.
She had no idea. But just that comment, it just floored me. I didn't know there were such great beaches in Ireland, Mummy. So there you go.
So there was a COVID benefit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. People discovered their own country. And as a result of that, classic examples, we had couples and parties coming up from Cork and places like that, from Dublin, you know, down from Mayo, etc., checking out Kerry. And sure, Kerry and Killarney is the jewel for tourism. There's so much to do down here. And all of a sudden they were going, "Oh my God, this is really lovely. This is gorgeous down here," you know. And they say, "And you're so lucky to be living here." And I says, "I know I am, because I remember years ago when I go home to Galway, people had said to me, 'Do you like it down there now?'" You know, as if down Kerry was a 1,000 miles away, you know.
And we have a comment. Geraldine, go ahead.
Sorry, I had this little mantra I used to say to my tourists, my guests above the hotel in the morning time when they were heading off, and you'd be, you know, giving them, telling them best routes to go, where to stop, what to do. And I'd say, you know, my goal in life is to be a tourist in Killarney, Kerry Killarney, for about a week or 10 days. There is so much to do, you know. Just, you have the Ring of Kerry, you have Valentia Island and Port McGee, you have the Dingle Peninsula, the Slayhead Drive, which for me is spiritual and magical. You have Ross Castle, you have Muckers House and Gardens. There's so much. There is so much for the tourists to do, you know, and throw in then all the great golf courses, all the great beaches. So, yeah, and treks and trails and mountain climbing. So you could really take, spend 3 weeks in Killarney and have been doing something different every day.
And with you and Michael selling Killeen House Hotel, does that mean you and Michael finally get to be tourists in Kerry?
Definitely, it's number one on my list. Number one on my list. Funnily enough, during COVID, when we were allowed to travel around our county, we used to head off every couple of days and go looking for little inlets and bays. You'd pack, like, there was no place to eat, and you'd pack a lunch or whatever and all this. We were having a great time during COVID. And in actual fact, it was kind of a preamble for me for retirement, because people have said to me in the last 2 or 3 weeks, why are you retiring? How can you retire? You were always working. And I said, I keep on saying, COVID was a great learning opportunity about retirement for me, because I loved my work. I would work 7 days a week, no problem. But during COVID, you know, you step back and you started doing all the sorts of things that you would like to do and wanted to do and didn't have time to do it. So that's kind of part of retirement program for me anyway.
Well, the very best, Geraldine, to you,
said,
Michael.
Somebody asked Michael, do you have a plan? And he said, no, that's the plan, have no plan.
That is great advice. Great advice. Geraldine, thank you so much for joining us this morning. The very, very best to you and Michael. I have a comment in here from Michael Healy-Ray, Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, to end. He says, I'd like to thank Geraldine and Michael Rosny for their great contribution to Kerry tourism and life over the years and wish them the best. It's my considered opinion, though. They're too young to be retired, says Michael Healy-Ray.
Oh, well, Michael, I'm happy to be retiring.
Well, Geraldine, the best of everything for you and Michael Rosny. Thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. And thank you to all you and all your colleagues in Radio Kerry for all your support to us over the years as well.